Los colores y la ropa. C. ¿Qué ropa lleva? Nora and Esteban are talking about the clothes that the other students and Professor Martinez are wearing today. Start by looking at the title and the drawing as you listen the first time. Remember to let your mind create scenes that correspond to what you are hearing. Before listening again, read everything printed for this segment. Next, think of a strategy. You are required to read several statements and decide if they are true or false according to what you hear. A strategy similar to the one just used will work here. Listen a second time and attempt to answer only questions 2 and 4. Listen a third time to answer questions 1 and 3. Remember that you can listen as many times as you like to answer the questions, to verify your answers, or simply to enjoy listening to the segment now that you understand them better. For this segment, you may not need to listen more than twice, but this is a good time to learn to use and create strategies like deciding to answer only 2 or 3 questions at a time. As the material increases in difficulty, listening strategies will be quite useful. Now you are ready to go on by yourself. We hope this guide will prove useful for you when doing the rest of the segments in this chapter, Paso A, as well as when doing the other 2 pasos and Capítulo 1. A similar guide is included with Capítulos 2 and 7. Vocabulario útil. Hablan. Pero. Oye. Es muy elegante. Nora y Esteban hablan de la ropa que llevan los estudiantes y la profesora.
Esteban, la blusa rosada de Lan es bonita, ¿no?
Sí, es muy bonita, pero ¿es rosada o roja?
Es rosada, Esteban.
¿De qué color son los pantalones de Alberto?
Son grises y su camisa es anaranjada.
El color gris con el color anaranjado. ¡Yak!
Oye, ¿es morada la chaqueta de Luis?
Es azul, ¿no?
Sí, Esteban. La chaqueta de Luis es azul.
Pero el abrigo de la profesora Martínez es morado, ¿right?
¡Correcto! Y es muy elegante.
¿Elegante? Pues, un poquito.